Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, Jesus. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my rock. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Come on, say this with me. I worship you, Almighty God. Come on, testify. There is none like you. Oh, he deserves all the praise today. I worship you.
Like you.
of self, Lord, and just give it unto you, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Lord, not our will, but your will. Not our will, but your will. Not our will be done here on this earth, but your will be done. Lord, we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We position ourselves to receive the glory from heaven today, Lord. We position ourselves to release the bondage. We position ourselves to destroy the yoke. We position ourselves to say yes to your will. We position ourselves to say yes to your ways. We position ourselves to say yes to your word. And Lord, we just honor you today, Lord. We honor you for another opportunity to say thank you. Another opportunity to testify about the goodnesses that you manifest in the now relationship that we have with you. We also come to thank you, Lord, for all the protection and all the guidance and all the anointing that you have unleashed over us just from our last prayer 5 seconds ago. But we thank you again, a new thank you. Lord, we just come to just worship you, Lord, and to be in your presence today, Lord, for a new word, for new movements, for new positioning, for new expectation, to have a new life in you today, Lord Jesus. Not our will be done, but your will be done. Not our way be done, Lord, but your way be done. Not our word, our thought, our reasoning, our culture and authority, our past files. We put that on the furnace today, Lord. And as the old leaves that have been pruned off and withered out of our system, Lord, we give those things to you, Lord, and release them now in the name of Jesus. We claim newness. We position for newness. We thrive for newness. We're working for newness. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to speak. Teach us. Reveal to us. Acknowledge to us the ways that you would have us to walk today, Lord, in the perfectness of your holiness. We pray for New Destiny Ministry today, Lord. We continue to stand in complete agreement, complete unity, complete one accord, complete guidance. And Lord, we all stand under you today saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Move in this place, Lord. But continue to bless Evangelist Bernard, Heavenly Father God, in every area of her life as she continues to sow into each and every one of our lives. Continue to bless Minister Ruby as she continues to minister and bless at each and every one of our lives. Completely bless the whole New Destiny team throughout the United States and the new team that's coming around the world. Lord, we bless everyone to stand in unity today, Lord, that as we go forth in the oneness of you, that you build us, you prepare us, you strengthen us, enable us to go forward and do your work. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, and we magnify your name. Lord, take hold of me, Lord. As I decrease, Heavenly Father God, I ask you to increase in me, Lord, Heavenly Father. I ask you to take over this man. I ask you to take over every area, Heavenly Father God. I give myself to you on the altar right now, Lord, to have your way through me. Speak through me. Reveal through me. And manifest your word to life today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. And everybody in agreement, just give the Lord a wave praise. Just give the Lord a wave praise today, just to let him know that you're in agreement. We're going higher. You're in agreement with receiving a word from him. Just give him a wave praise that greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world. And that we will resist the enemy. And it's promised that he'll flee from us today. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we ask God to just position us today to know what we fight. Where do we fight? And who do we fight? Do we continue to walk in the things of yesterday? Do we continue trying to fight the battle with the same techniques that worked in the past but are not called for the now? Are we ready to prepare ourselves to put on the whole, complete, anointed armor of God? Are we ready to go higher in Jesus and take this battle to another dimension? Well, family, I pray today that as we go into step three, now we went through step one, which is the brain, changing the way you think and allowing God to be the source of everything. And then we understood we got some instructions on how to now go through circumstances. Understanding that it is by the call that if we would like to have more of Christ, we must take up our cross daily and follow him daily. And in that process, we come to step three where now we must recognize where do we actually fight the fight? Where is the war that we've talked about take place? Where do we actually fight the battle? And in step three, we're going to recognize today where this battlefield is. We got three steps to go in step three alone, but we'll start to search the Word of God to now give us the equations that we need to fight the battle, to fight the good fight of faith, to be prepared to do what God has called us to do. Now, before we get started, I just would like to ask everybody to repeat something with me today, because this charge, this call will give us something to have some meat on. And this is what I want everybody to say with me. All things, okay, were created out of God's mind, out of God's mind. Now, say that with me again. All things were created out of God's mind, meaning that if it was created, it came from his thoughts. When it was created, remember it said it spoke it and it was done? Those thoughts came from his mind. So we must understand that if we were created out of God's mind, that do you know that within our consciousness, now inside our mind, is time. Within a man or a woman's consciousness, there is time. And then physics teach us that within time exists space. And these are the books that we read in high school, college. And they teach us that within time exists space, but within space exists matter and things. You know, we talk about faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, they don't become matter until they become the thing. So in this walk, we walk in space, because within the space is the time we're in right now, the time we have to achieve receive and believe God. And what he said is the faith is the water we walk on. I was sharing this morning that our foundation must be built on the solid rock. But how many of us today could actually talk about the walk or talk about the rock that's under the foundation? Because I'll attest to you that when I look as I'm walking, I'm still walking on water in my spiritual transformation, in my push to go forward. I don't see the rock that I know is the foundation of what I walk on, but when you look in the physical, and sometimes even in the spiritual, you can't see the rock because the rock is what is built on. But because we walk by faith and not by sight, you can't tell what you're walking on a lot of times unless you understand that within a man's mind is time. And whenever you have time, you have space. And when space is evident, you can now find the thing. Just like we just said, man, us, each and every one of us, we exist within the mind of God. Time, space, matter. Now watch this. You say, well, I remember that does sound familiar to when I was in school, and some of us say it does. But watch this. The Word of God will now position us in teaching to understand that this is not just the physical way of teaching or learning about the ways of this world. The first college course was designed in God's mind. And out of his mind came his word. Woo, Jesus. Now watch this. For us to understand that where we position ourselves and where we get ready to take ourselves is the matter of fact. It's the matter of fact in our lives that we will see what God has said, and we will arrive to where he wants us to be. Get your Bibles. Let's go there, because I know there's a lot of questions. And remember this, for every question you get a what? Answer. And once you have an answer, now you can make a choice. Remember? Question, answer, choice. Question, answer. See, a lot of us don't get the answer because we don't ask the question. Well, any question I want to ask, I want to go to the Word of God, because I want to know that I am built, I am formed, I am designed by the Word of God, the rock of my life, the solid foundation that I stand. But look down, saints. I hope yours may look a little bit better than mine, but I know I'm walking on water. I'm walking on the water of the Holy Spirit that will guide my steps, order my steps, prepare my steps. And I can't always tell what material it may be, but I know if I walk by faith and not by sight, I don't really even worry. See, that was another one of those things. It's not my problem. It's not my worry. If I walk on his word, that's not my worry to what's under me. It's like keeping my eye on the what? Prize. We press for the mark. It's not down or up. It's to the mark. What's the mark? The mark is Jesus. And I'll say this. If the mark is not Jesus, and you may be inadvertently getting to Jesus through other marks, stop now and get your mark set back on Jesus. Because within your mind is time. And within your time is space. And in your space, we must develop the place that God will dwell. When? Right now. Ephesians 1, the power in you. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in me than what? Than the evil that's in the world, but we're talking about what's in me. 3 John 1:11, watch this, it says, follow not evil, but God, follow good, because good is of what? God. I was sharing the other day, this is new principle being designed, but a lot of times we try to say, in everything we do, we want God involved. Well, that formula and that equation is very simple. If you want to make sure that God is involved, there is nothing involved but good and love. Because those are the things that the Bible tells us that God is what? Love. If I have to separate myself from you, it should be done in no other way but love. If I have to help you or maybe redirect you, I can only do it with the spirit of good and love. So if you're going through something and there's no love in it, slow down, take a deep breath, and let's go back to the drawing board with God and allow him to show us how to do the things he's called us to do in love. We can't leave anyone left unattended. We can't just take and say it's a casualty of war, not when it's fighting in the war of God, because God is love. Ephesians 3, beginning at Ephesians 3, first verse. For this reason, Paul is making a bold statement. He is proclaiming, the prisoner of who? Jesus Christ, for whatever. Just say whatever. He has put him in a place that he is declaring. He is positioning himself in a place of aloneness. He's putting his self in a place of attack. Because he says, for this reason, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you all. I'm putting a mark on my head because I claim him and that his way is the only way. And when we go forward to understand that we need to be in time, when we get in time with God, we now declare that it's only his way because there is no way that comes except through him. He is truly the source of my everything. He is the one, the only one, and there is no other like him. The rocks will cry out. It says every knee will bow. I don't care what regardless, they're going to bow. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. This relationship and this place and this position for us is integral because we must understand the things of God personally. It must become personal. I can't say it over enough. We must embrace it as truth, one-on-one. And yes, encourage one another. And yes, build one another. But get you together. He says, for this reason, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to you, to me for you, how that by revelation, watch these words, of the grace of God, which was given to me, how that by revelation he made known to me, say to me, the mysteries by which when you read, you may understand by knowledge in the mysteries of who? Christ. Understand, there's some things that some people just will never understand. There's some things of God, of his word, that will continue to become mysterious if we continue to look at him as a mysterious Jesus. See, it's called transformation. If Jesus is mysterious, then he's not miraculous. in the Christ that I know, the Christ that I have learned to follow and exemplify myself after, is miraculous. So if our eyesight sees him as either the mysterious or the miraculous, can make the difference on how we see and how we hear and how we do his word. Now watch this. For it is verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. You might as well look at yourself and say it's time. See, because some things that weren't revealed before, right now, when? Now, because you position yourself, you know better than anyone else. There's no respect to a person. But when you become focused, when you become dedicated, when you become sold out to what? One God only? No other altars? No other worship but to him? Now it's your time to be revealed, the revelation knowledge, the things that look mysterious to someone is the miraculous of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now. When? As it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the what? The word, through the gospel. It clarifies it again. We all have the same right to this thing. We cannot eliminate anyone. If we're going to be successful at bringing kingdom come, will be done to earth as it is in heaven, it has to be done in order and available to everyone. We have to stop having cliques that we believe only this section can receive, and this, it's just a section. It is just the availability of God's grace on all who follow him as the only one. Seven, of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of whose power? See, there you go again. We got to get back to the unifying principle that everything comes from the power of God. Then here, nothing we do, nothing that's going to be done, comes but from God and his mind and the power of God. Now watch this. Verse 8, to me, here we go, he's making it personal again, to me who am less than the least of all the saints. See, look, see, we must continue to remind ourselves that we're not greater than anyone. We don't have a bigger title. We don't have a bigger position. I pray we have a bigger obligation and a bigger commitment that we continue to push each other. But our positions, it doesn't matter. We must decrease, that God can increase. Now watch this. We want to be in what position? That we can achieve the word of God in our lives constantly. Not just on Mondays, not just on Tuesdays or Sundays when we go to church, but every day. Now watch this. 9, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of mysteries. All people, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God. Hidden where? Wait, is that just my Bible? It says, from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God. Within God, all things are created. Out of God's mind, things exist. Out of God's mind were things created. All he had to do was speak it, And the word was spoke, and it was done. And they said it was good. Let you meditate on that one. Woo. Because if it's in your mind and you can speak it through the will and the power of God, it can be created. Start talking to your circumstance. Start talking to your situation. Start putting the word on it. Start going to war with the word of God is the only thing you speak. Eliminate anything that's not in the word. And wage war with the word. Because it's him in you that's greater than anything else, the world, that's on the outside. Ooh, Jesus. To the intent, verse 10, to the intent that now, when the manifold wisdom of God might be known, made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Now, remember, Ephesians 6 is going to tell us a little bit more about this heavenly place. But sometimes just because it looks like heaven, ooh, Jesus, just because it looks like heaven, it may sound like heaven, have we done all we could do to recognize heaven? Have we understood that it's not a mysterious thing but a miraculous thing? Have we allowed the love of God to be the basis of what we believe, what we follow, what we do, to be the core love? If love is not in it, you must question your circumstance. If love is not the power source, I didn't say lust. I didn't say physical or sense realm. Talking about the love of God that surpasses all understanding. Until, watch this, until you position ourselves that it is Christ that lives in me and everything else is dead. That the Christ in me is alive. Everything else is dead. That's what greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world means. The only thing that can be in me is the love of God. I must position myself to now fulfill and to prepare myself with nothing but love. Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we can't exclude anyone, we, in whom we have boldness and access with what? Confidence through faith in him. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. He says, therefore, I ask you that you do not lose heart at any tribulation, at his tribulation for you, which is your glory. But he says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. Look, he's not praying for you to be rich. He's praying for you to be strengthened with what? Might. Through his spirit in the inner man. Remember, within God's mind, within man's conscious time, which inside your brain is space that must be filled with the Holy Spirit in the inner man. Right there in 16. And not only just that it may dwell, or that it might just be dormant. Watch this in 17. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? Love. Love has to be the substance that we fill this space. Love has to be the substance that we allow God to maneuver in us that's greater than anything else. But watch what love will do for you. Love will now take the mysterious and turn it into the miraculous. When I think of Christ walking on water, I don't see a mysteriousness, nothing about anything about it. I see a miraculous move of faith, of trust, of belief, of hope, of confidence, of courage. But watch, grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints. See, these miraculous lessons, these miraculous principles were made for all the saints. There's no hidden subjects that got to be hidden for a particular book. This word, these principles have been put together and established for us to have a way of life. When? 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 18, that you will be able to comprehend with all the saints that what is the, oh, now this is going to get some of you here, the width, the length, and the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ. Wait, let's stop. Let's go back. Do you know everything in this physical world? Everything. Are made by those four entities. How long? How wide? How deep? How high? Look on your cabinet. Look at your Bible. Look at your shoes. Look, those dimensions. Woo, hallelujah. Those dimensions are used for everything made. Come on, y'all sleepers out there. You know you made it. How long? How deep? Do you make the pockets? How wide do you make the waist? How long is the hem? Come on, glory, hallelujah. Look, the Bible is telling us that we must comprehend with each and every one of us that there is a time and a space that we belong. We must exist somewhere. We have to understand that as we're talking about the battlefield, we must understand that the battlefield is it looks nothing like what's around you right now. Some of us have never been on the right battlefield yet. Some of us are still fighting the fight down here in the flesh. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, watch this. Well, watch this. 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, which is the width and the length and the depth and the height. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all, say all, the fullness of God. Stop right there. This world that we live in, we've already been told that we have no authority here because the enemy was made the prince of this world. Everything that was created out of the mind of God. But when the enemy had the priesthood over it, he could now alter or disguise or even destroy by deception. By not what it is, but what it may look like it is. Deception. When you're not totally focused on nothing but God, deception can cause you maybe to make a good, somewhat good, or a completely wrong choice. See, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 tells us that the weapons of war are not carnal. The weapons of war are not carnal. It's not that 12-gauge gun you have. It's not the 357 Magnum that someone may have been left from their parents. It's not the Uzi or the 38. The weapons of warfare are from the spiritual realm. And if everything has existed and everything was created from what? The mind of God. We have to understand that there are some things that may have been duplicated from just that mind. It does not have the same love. Whoo, Jesus. It doesn't have the same miraculous move. There's mysteries and unknown gadgets and things that don't just make sense. See, we have to understand that as the warrior, hallelujah, as the one who has claimed it personal, that I will not follow evil. It tells me that if I will submit to God and resist the devil, James 4 and 7, that he will flee from me. Well, if I can humble myself in position, oh Jesus, and allow the power of God, Ephesians 1, in me, can now exist in a place that is God's mind. It's not here on earth. It's not in a place that looks familiar to me. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, it's not even the closet that you've called your prayer closet. This place is a place of refuge. This greater than anything else. This greater than anything else exists in the mind of God. Now watch this. In step one, we preach, we proclaim that we want this mind in us that is also in Christ Jesus. See, Christ Jesus used his mind to make God choices in a time of trouble. He used God's mind in him to make decisions that glorify not him in the flesh, but him in the spirit because of a choice. When? Right now. So if the greater can flow through me by me becoming the lesser, now the power can magnify itself, and it's not me, but the power that dwells in me. 1 Timothy 2 tells us that he who is in me has done this thing. He threw his hands in the air and he said, it had nothing to do with me. By submission. John says in 3:30, he says, you must increase, but the contract, I must decrease. So family, as we prepare ourselves to understand, to comprehend, is this what the word says in 18, to comprehend with all the saints, which is the width, length, depth, and height. We understand that we are in a dimensional war, that the dimensions have been put to place, because watch this. We've just been taught that everything around us and everything that we should understand as the things that do not belong to us anymore are made from the dimensional place. First dimension is a straight line going how long. So you got a straight line, that's how long, the line and the length. Then the second dimension is the length and the width, how long, how wide. The third dimension is the length, width, and depth put into a revelation, a spear form that now will allow room for the spirit realm that God is almighty, God is omnipotent, God is, there's no time or space to confine God. But if our minds are not controlled to see God from a different way of looking, I can't look at God the same way I used to look at God. I must see him from a different, from a miraculous eye. I want to fight the battle, but every time I come back, I have a fat lip and a black eye. And nothing's won. And then I go to fight the battle again, and I think that these battles that I'm fighting are really for something that are worth anything other than a fat lip and a black eye. When God has shown us through his word that we must comprehend these things, family, we must get educated. We must go deeper in this word to understand that to walk by faith and not by sight does not mean it's just walking, but it's actually putting ourselves in a place of relationship with God that we now are ready to go higher and now start to comprehend. Because you see how he wouldn't explain it, that at some point in season he was not ready to go to the next level. But when enough is enough, and the sick and tired, they got sick and tired, we must now stop making excuses and say it's up to us to go higher. That the focal point, right? Look at this. The word of God says that God is a jealous God. Why shouldn't we be a jealous people? If God is jealous of us and he concerns him to what we allow in our lives and how we get distracted and how we don't keep our word and how we don't do what he said do and that we don't move what he says move, and he's jealous of these distractions, why can't we have the same type of relationship with him? Have the same type of relationship with him that he has with us, that we are jealous. And we're intolerable to rivalry. See, God is intolerable to rivalry. He's not going to put up with it. If it's dark, he can't come into it to make it light. He's not going to involve himself in that. We must be the one to step out of the darkness, position ourselves where the light is. Where? Inside me. Where? Inside me. 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Look. Above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that works in us. Power that works in us must be the force that directs us. It must be the only power line that comes in to our relationship. I share with a friend, yes, two people can fall in love. Yes, two people can think they got it right. And yes, they can see the purpose of God coming. But if they're building it on the love of one another, that's the only thing that will be there to hold them together, is the love of one another. But when you build it on the only love, the only source of Jesus, of God being the only source of power, if we can learn to love God, loving others is no problem at all. See, there's another one of those swishes. Now, my business, it's not my problem how to love people. My problem is how to love God, and God will give me no other, I have no other mannerisms, ooh, Jesus, I have no other way of moving. I have no other answers to give other than to give it through the love of the source of the power that lives in me. I want to win the good fight of faith. But I must position myself to understand that it's just not about the things of this world. James 1 and 14 tells, look, it says every man is tempted. Get ready, family, get ready. Every man, every woman. We don't graduate. That just confirms we don't graduate. But we must stay prepared. Our garden must be tended to. Our hedge must be fortified in every area. The angels that have been camped around and about us must have a safe and powerful encampment. They're not coming to places that are not prepared for their visit, for their post. Just like an army. You're fighting a war, you got a 60 caliber machine gun up on the corner. But they never oil it. They never take it apart and clean the carbon out. But when you're asked to go help them, and all you get there and you gotta clean it, prepare it, and oil it yourself, you know what? You're gonna lose the battle, because this battle doesn't give us that much time. We have to make sure things are prepared on our end, so when it comes to give us the assistance that we need, your camp is in order. Your weapons are prepared. Oh, Jesus. Your land has been tilled and made good ground. And you are responsible for it, because it's he that lives in me. And then it's he that lives in you, and you, and you, and you, and you, that comes together in oneness and unity and does the things of God in unison. But it has to go back to start. Every good gift is from God. We have to use it. You know, Philippians 4, 6, and 8 tells us that we are required to guard our minds. These are charges that we've been given, instructions. Remember? Ooh, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And without knowledge, and without the willingness to acquire more knowledge, and more knowledge, and more knowledge to make us fully equipped. I know we read Ephesians 6, I don't know how many times, but have we really dissected what is the gift of truth? What is the breastplate of righteousness? What is the gospel of peace? The shield of faith? The helmet of salvation? The sword of the spirit. We take for granted sometimes that these names are self-explanatory, because we still look at them from the mysterious eye, and understanding that the word of God that is also given to us to fortify these weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but they're spiritual. Why would you need a spiritual weapon if you didn't have to fight a spiritual fight? See, we must prepare ourselves to get in line with God's word to be ready to go to the correct battlefield. To go where God has called us to go. When? No. When? Not tomorrow. Not the next day. But right now, we must prepare ourselves to get to the right battlefield. And it's not around you right now. It does not look familiar. It does not look familiar. No. I don't care how rational we become. It does not look familiar. See, a strong man is armed. He's armed, but watch this. He keeps his peace. Luke 11:21. You got to stay armed. Just because you got your whole armor together doesn't have to mean you look like you're ready to go fight. But you're prepared. You're ready to go. And when the battle comes, we can go and fight the battle. When? No. You ain't got time to get your sword. It should already be there. When? See, most of us are getting caught trying to get back to the armor room. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, your armor has been polished. Yes, your armor is put in some work. But if you don't have on the whole armor, comes a time in a need for battle, for war, and understanding that the battle is not here, but up there, you've got to stay prepared. We must stay protected. We must stay with the full armor. He said, put it on. I never saw anything say take it off. Remember, following what? Instructions. But because of habitual habits, we're used to, if you put it on, eventually you take it off. Those are the things of this world. And the things of God, once you institute his word in your life, there's no taking it back. There's no changing it. There's no refitting. There's no, I grew too big. Fool Jesus. It's now taking on and putting on and receiving and covering and doing the things all that he says right then, and it's done. See, I believe that could be another problem for us, because we always want to change outfits. Ooh, hallelujah. We always want to take the load off and not decide to ride with the whole armor of God. But see, for us to walk in the zone, in the arena, in the space of God's mind, see, because within his mind, there's no fear. In his mind, there's no crazy thoughts. There's sound mind. In God's mind, that's where the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. In God's mind, that word is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's where, in God's mind, when we humility sets in and we humble ourselves and submit to him, that's when everything else will flee, when we resist. That's where, in God's mind, we can draw closer to being cleansed by the blood, to being purified by his word. In God's mind is where we can become more than conquerors. When? Not even yet. When? Right now, because we have to have a focal point that stays consistent, family. These principles are put in place that we can have a roadmap, an instruction book that will give us all the information that we need, because it says we need to comprehend it all. Yes, we just want to be good at English. No, you need to comprehend it all. No, I just want to do art. And no, comprehend it all. Just because you comprehend doesn't mean you have to master. But in this walk with God, he wants us to comprehend. He wants us to understand the dealings, the things that are going on, the dangers that may come, the attacks that might have just went by. He wants us to be prepared to fight the fight in the right place. But we understand we must what? Comprehend. Understand that these lessons, these principles are there for us to understand and to put ownership on, that now we can grow higher. We can allow God to move in our lives and speak, and we hear. Instruct, and we move. When? We stop instead of go when he says stop. We understand that the spirit within us is greater than the spirit that's from this world. 1 John 4:2. The spirit within us is greater than the spirit that's from this world. But that does not, ooh, Jesus, that does not make it that the battle is over. That doesn't make it that the war has been won. That doesn't make it that it's over and you can take a break or go on vacation. That doesn't make it that we don't have to continue to strengthen ourselves. That we must become strong in the Lord and no one else. We have to let God be the power source. God is good all the time. Yes, he is. But are we good enough to be in the same arena? And are we ready to go to a higher place? Comprehension. Touch yourself right now. Say, I got to understand some things. Go on, it's okay. Touch yourself right now. Say, it's for me too. I can understand some things. Some of us may have a prophetic gift that just because of the word that's been spoke to us that we don't have it, we may not be using it, but every time something happens, we hear it, and it comes out just what we heard. See, some of the words that may have been spoken into our lives and past experiences, past relationships that didn't feed us the glory and the spirit of God have held us back from going where we need to go. You're supposed to understand some things. It's your responsibility, family, each and every one of us. We have the same right to the tree of life. We have the same opportunity to be revealed the mysteries of just normal mankind. You are a peculiar person. You are unique in every way. You are God's greatest miracle. So act like it. Step up and understand that he, just like he did it for her or for him, or for, he can do it for you too. I have to say this, and this is not really part of what I was about to say, but it's not man's call to say what gift you have. It's God's. But we don't get the gifts from God just by doing certain things other than building a relationship with him and allowing him to reveal to us the mysteries to other people, which are really miraculous to us. It's time. It's your time. It's your time. It's your turn. It was your turn a long time ago, but today is your time to say, it's my time. Let God use you. The song says, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. He didn't characterize it and say, if you can use my feet, if you can use, he said, if you can use anything, giving the Holy Spirit the permission to change you, renew you, and use you till he can't use you no more. But our thinking and our willingness to understand is you've got to comprehend too. This lesson must come to life in your spirit, and it must become personal for it to work. Yes, you can be a part of PCP forever and see it working in my life and the other family members that are connected. And you can give God glory and give money to it and everything else. But if you're not activating the principles for you personally, that's where the power is. Not one left behind. Nobody's a casualty. Even when they say no, nobody's a casualty. Everybody has the right to the tree. See, those are another one of those switches. Not my problem. Let me move on and do what God called me to do so I can stop getting distracted and stay in the position within time, within space that the thing comes to. Out of the greater flows the lesser. It had to be greater to give something lesser. If we don't position ourselves in something greater, How can we ever be the servant that God has called us to be? When? Right now. Ephesians 6 and 10. Now watch this. We've established that there is a physical realm that is built up of the things of measurement that fortify the dimensional realm that this Bible, this word, this truth of God will teach us is the place that we must be the most aware. It's the place that we have to be the most conscious. Yeah, people call me nosy, and I'm always watching my environment, looking around and watching what's here. But, you know, that is not the most important place. There's another place that we must be more focused. We must be more conscious. We must be more willing to go to this place and fight the good fight of faith and allow God to move. When? Right now. Ephesians 6 and 10. He says, finally, my brethren. See, finally is telling me he was giving them a go. He was getting them a get ready to go fight, but goodbye speech. He had another battalion to go prepare. And he was giving them their final instructions on how to continue to fight the fight. And he had been helping them fight the whole time he was there. See, sometimes when God sends you somewhere, he didn't send you to stay. He sent you to prepare and to armor up and to teach his uncompromised word of God so order could take over the chaos. But that's why they say your season may be up, because guess what? Most of us aren't sent places to stay a long time. But watch here. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's another reminder that everything you do came from something greater. The way you fight, what you fight with, how you maintenance it, how do you upkeep it? It comes from within the mind of God. Look right there. He says, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Your might must come from God's might. Do not rely on the strength you get from the gym every day. Do not rely on the strength you get from the treadmill every morning. Don't rely on the running machine that you may endeavor late in the afternoon. But we have to rely on the power and the might of God. See, there we go again. The source must come from God. God must be the only source. He must put all the power in it. It must feel like you're becoming lesser for him to fill you with the greater. And then he says in 11, he says, put on the whole armor of God. Stop right there. These commas a lot of times were meant to stop because there was a lot of more talking in between that and the next sentence. He says, but put on the whole armor of God. You know, to put on the whole armor of God, you got to study the armor. To put on the whole armor of God, you have to polish the armor. To put on the whole armor of God, you must be instructed on how to wear it. So it requires some work. It requires some action, because faith without works is dead. These weapons of warfare are given to us to do what? we need to reveal some things. We need to comprehend some things. We need to learn some things. And understand, he's teaching us about an armor that's not going to help us here on earth in this physical realm where things are made by how long, how wide, how tall, how deep. But there's a place that we're going to have to be prepared to go higher to another dimension with the willingness, watch this, the willingness to go there without being pushed, guided, persuaded, or anything else. Because when God is our source, we draw to the power that keeps us filled. We draw to the power that is within. That's why it's so easy to say, I don't do that no more. Because I give so much to the power. The power fills me. The power pushes me. The power directs me. Yes, you're going to still have a sticky thought sometimes. Yes, you're going to wander off here, maybe. But by the power being the source and the focal point, you don't fall off to learn the lesson. You pull yourself back in because the power from within is what drives you. And yes, this too shall pass. And yes, it won't be so hard next time. And yes, you'll be able to show somebody else how you did it. And yes, you can now write a book. And yes. But we get one word and we want to write a book on it, but there's no proof, there's no yes. And the yes family must come from that relationship, that power that's in me. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. It didn't say swallow, eat, or anything else. It says stand. That tells me that it's going to give you the ability to stand in one position and that these wiles of the enemy are going to continue to come. Ooh, hallelujah. He says that you will be able to stand. He didn't say hide. He didn't even say fight. He didn't even say destroy. He says that you would be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. See, me standing in my place and in my position and standing for something that's greater than me and standing that Christ in me is greater than anything else and standing that I'll only do it his way does not make it where the wiles are not going to continue to come. But it gives me the power to destroy the yoke, to have the burdens to be bared somewhere else. Because I can stand against the what? The wiles of the devil. Then the question is, why? It's about positioning. See, he wants us to stand in position. Because the real battle is coming from another place. It's not coming against the stuff that will come against you, the wiles. It's not saying that that position is going to do anything other than stand against the wiles of the enemy. For 12 will tell you that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop. Flesh and blood are the wiles of hatred, backstabbing. Young people call it player hating. Those are the wiles of the enemy. How people can be so used by the enemy to come against you and have no idea why they're even coming against you. Some of your enemies don't even know why they are your enemies. But because of their inavailability for God and their availability for the world, they get caught up as pawns, as vessels of the wiles that come against you. But we wrestle not against the flesh and blood. So look around and just say, nope, everything around here is flesh and blood. Nope. So my fight is not against anything around you. Remember I told you, it's a place that doesn't look familiar. It's a place that we must familiarize ourselves with to win this war, to win this fight, to win the battle, to stay in God's favor, you good and faithful servant. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, comma, against the powers, comma, against the rulers of darkness of what? This age, comma, against spiritual hosts of wickedness, comma. See, they got enough warriors, rulers, henchmen. They got enough. They don't need us. They're not trying to recruit anybody to this army. They have enough of all those things that we should be able to stand. Ooh, Jesus. Able to withstand. Well, here's the part that we need to really pay attention. These principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual hosts of wickedness, they're not here on earth, but they're in heavenly places. Watch that. So just because it looks like heaven, family, does not make it heaven. The Bible just told us that there are heavenly places. Places that look like heaven. And if we're not in position, say position, if we're not in position to hear and see and do God when he says do it when? Now. We cannot understand the so-called mysteries. We cannot move out with the miraculous hand of God that he says you can do greater things with. If we don't allow the power, if we have to get the power in us, then then we're really just twiddling our thumbs. So as we see that this war is not just a war of this world, we understand that this war must go to another dimension. That this war is a place that we must identify and make known not to just ourselves, but to all the saints. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We stepped out, Lord. We began to identify the battlefield. And Lord, we give you praise, Lord, for you are the source of our everything. Lord, we give you glory because you power us, you direct us, you lead us, and we say thank you. Lord, we pray today, Lord, that your word has went forth, Lord. We know that your word will not return to you void, Lord, but make us aware and conscious that your word does not return to us void. Let us use your word in our lives to move. We pray today that anyone that is here will leave this place different than they came, changed, rearranged, transformed by the renewing of their mind. We thank you today, Lord. We touch and agree with you. We give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. In Jesus' name we say, amen, 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 amen. There you go, Minister Ruby.
Oh, God bless. It was a blessed word. I could go on and on and on, but we have quite a few callers, so we're going to go to our new callers that we don't know. Then we have pastors and ministers and prophetess and everybody on the line, but we're going to go to the new callers first, so please bear with us. Okay, 832-9899. 832-9899.
Oh, this is Clarence.
This is Clarence?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. It's another number. Well, you heard the message. Would you like to have something to say to Pastor Hamilton?
Well, I got the ending part of I got the what he was talking about. Going into the light, we got to position ourselves to go off into the light and stuff like that. And I have to do that right now because I'm going through so many trials and tribulations with my job, my mom's sick. I'm going through so many things right now. But
praise God. Oh, man, I'm sure. Well, Clarence, you live in Houston, don't you, Clarence?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been trying to call you. I would really love to have your phone number. I'm here in Houston, too, and I would love to connect with you and let our ministry come out and bless you. So if that's possible, man, we need to get with each other.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, sir.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Clarence, you have a couple of numbers here. This is a newer number that I've never seen. That's why I went to you. Which number did you want Pastor Hamilton to have? This number that's in front of us today or the one
yes.
that you called before? Which one?
The one that I called for today because this is my new number.
Okay. Okay. God bless then. Go ahead for it. I'll make sure he get it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So God bless you. And Pastor Hamilton will get in touch with you, okay? We're going to keep moving. We thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Clarence.
You have something to say, Pastor Hamilton?
No, I'm just telling Clarence, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a couple of more new callers on in a minute, so I'm going to go there. Then we're going to get to y'all. Please be patient. 908. That's apologize for that. 908-3335.
Oh, good evening. How you doing?
Oh, we're blessed. And you? Well, who are we speaking to?
All right. Prophet B.
Prophet D. Okay. God bless. I got to get you down.
Yeah. I just came in on. I was driving. I just came in on the tail end. He was talking about. Putting on the whole armor of God, and it was just a blessing to hear you speak, Pastor Hamilton. I just thank God for the little word that I heard is better than no word at all. So I appreciate
amen,
you
amen.
Coming forward with the word of the Lord, man of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. We love you, man. We love you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. So we're going to wait here. Oh, here we go. Pastor Miracle. Pastor Miracle? I think I got the right number. Okay, I'll go come back to her. Wait, here we go. Okay, Sister T.
God bless you.
I bless
just thank and praise God for that word. You really came forth at a good time. Been kind of difficult for me lately, but I just thank God that I can continue to walk into that light and surrender
yes.
to Him. I just ask you guys to pray for me. There's so much going around me right now, and I'm just looking for God to perform a miracle. And I just thank God that I was able to listen in today because my spirit was really kind of low when I got on, but. I'm a little bit uplifted now after hearing the word. I'll continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Okay, we're going to Sister Stephanie.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Stephanie, go
praise
ahead.
Praise the Lord. Hello?
Okay,
hello?
We're going to go to, now you know, Minister Democrat. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise him in the now. Ah, hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Reminding us to put on that whole armor of God now. Amen. So
now.
You know that's how I talk now. Every time I hear this man of God, I'm talking about right this second. Amen. Like
yes,
the movie,
amen.
What was that movie called where they talked about the great debater. She said the time for truth and justice is always,
yes, yes,
always right.
Ooh,
now.
Jesus.
Amen,
right now.
Amen, amen. And I'm always thinking about the moment right now. So amen to God.
Right
again,
now.
Every time
Hallelujah.
I hear this man of God, no more procrastination. No more, amen. If you're not dressed, get dressed, amen to God, in the whole arm of God.
Ooh,
amen, and do it now. So I'm encouraged,
yes,
man of God. I'm like, amen, amen. You know I got that now every time I hear you. I'm in the now,
yes,
right,
yes,
now. Not procrastination,
yes,
amen, when I'm doing stuff. Amen. I was like, I hear in my mind, all right now. Amen, amen. Not tomorrow.
Right, that's right. Amen.
Amen.
Not right
change
now.
The
now.
Way you think. So
you
I'm
think.
Encouraged, man of God. Amen, amen, amen.
God
it's
bless you, man. God bless
Hallelujah.
You, brother.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sister, we're going to Sister Albertine. Sister Albertine. Okay, then. We're going back to, I think this is Pastor Miracle. I think it's a number I'm calling again. Pastor Miracle?
I think her number is 5678.
Yeah, that's the one, and I got a line open, so maybe she's busy. Pastor Miracle? Okay, so I think we have gotten everybody that's on the line at this point. We had quite a few.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh, but the word was just a blessing. Evangelist Bernard was on. Sister Ruby, your co-host on this Block Talk Radio broadcast, and what a word we have had from the man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton, give up his time and talent.
Geez.
To be on this line, he called us family. And we're so excited,
yes,
that the Lord had put it in his spirit to teach and to preach and bring the word. And he came on and he said, the Lord gave me Provoke Friday. And he's been provoking us with Friday. So we're so blessed and honored that the Lord would send him on this broadcast for all of us. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over into your hands, Pastor Hamilton, and I thought Evangelist Bernard was on the line, but she's not. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you can have the final words and pray us out. Quite a few Pastor Miracle. Her line is open, but it's still not on. So we're going to turn it back over
right.
to you.
She just texted me and said she didn't know why we couldn't hear her. I'm telling her to hang up and call back.
Oh, I'm opening her line now. Can Pastor
Yeah,
Miracle,
she's on there.
Wait, it's done dropped off now. Let's see. She dropped
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I told her. She's gonna call right back.
Okay, fine. But anyway.
Okay. Praise God.
Praise
well, we
God.
Are excited. We are excited, Minister Ruby, and we are fired up to go higher for God to get understanding and to for him to reveal to us the law of dimensional effects and how the dimension can bless us and get us into another.
Pastor Miracle?
Yes. Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Sorry about
all
that.
Right.
I can't. God bless. Go
okay.
for it.
All right. Well, praise God. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Amen. You know, Pastor Hamilton, so grateful for the word today. And, you know, the Provoke is just the perfect name for this ministry because I just always feel so fired up and like, okay, how can I apply these principles more? You know, just stir it up in the Word of God. And so I'm very grateful for the teaching and just, you know, absolutely, you know, excited about all of the things that are manifested right now because of the application of the Word of God. And so I'm just very grateful today. And, you know, Pastor Hamilton, just thank you for you know, your surrender to the Lord and to the assignment and how he uses you to bless us all right here on Provoked to Purpose on Fridays. God bless you.
God bless. Amen. Well, we thank God for you too and your commitment to be here with us on Provoked Fridays. We thank everybody who has taken out of their time, not only for Provoked Fridays, but for all the broadcasts with New Destiny Ministries. We thank everybody for giving of yourself. We do encourage everyone who did not and has not had time to sow your $28 seed. We encourage you to do it. Get it done. Don't wait till the last minute. We need to get these commitments and covenants, not the money, but the commitment and covenant for you and your receiving of your harvest. And we thank God for you for that. We encourage everyone to support this ministry in any way God puts on your heart, not Provoked to Purpose, but New Destiny. And in the time of reflection, she blesses a lot of people across the country. And we just say, if God has put her ministry in your heart, sow a seed, give some time, prayer, be stand in the gap, covenant, and join in relationship with this mighty woman of God, and God will definitely bless your socks off. I'll tell you, my life has changed ever since we've been connected. Any obstacle that has come before me, God has moved in my life immediately, because I'm able to preach the now every Friday, whether the sermon is not received from someone or, but on Fridays, the word is able to go forth in freedom, and my life is being blessed from that. And then being able to sow with her and her to sow here, and we've just been blessed in that area that God is showing fruitful addition all the way around when it comes from partnerships and starting a new movement here in Houston and doing things of his work. We just thank God, and we know it's coming from our connection and our partnership with New Destiny. So we encourage you, don't give it a second thought. Move and connect with this mighty woman of God. Then also, we charge you and encourage you to come back on Friday. We're going to go to the next level of understanding and comprehending this law of dimensional effect that comes from the mind of God that we have to be able to understand and comprehend. And if you're in the Houston area and you're looking for a place to worship, we can definitely help you find somewhere that would fit you. And if it's not where we're worshiping at, we could definitely find somewhere else. But if you need a hand, we're here to put one out. If you're here to just need an ear to hear, we're here to do that also. So we encourage all family members to use us just as that family, to utilize this relationship, and let's connect, and let's love on one another, and let's go higher, and let's God be God all by himself as the source of everything we need. So let's go to the next dimension. Let's glorify God and nothing else.
Amen.
So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. Lord, we magnify you today, Lord. We glorify you today, Lord. We give you all the honor, all the glory. Lord, we just give all the praises to you, Lord, and we say thank you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We just thank the Lord for the word. It's just been truly anointed, the word. And Pastor Hamilton is just such on fire for Jesus and anointing there. And we just thank him. Our founding host was on the broadcast, but somewhere she left off, you know, sometime these airways connect you. But I was your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry, and I wanted just to give you an announcement. I tried to get it in and I forgot, but tomorrow our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, our time in California. That would be 7 in our time, and whichever way the Lord leads you. And y'all know the number. And it's a corporate prayer, so please, the Lord wake you up Sunday morning. Come in and pray with us and keep praying for this ministry, that God will be done in this earth and through all the
anointed men and women of God that he has chosen to come on, the pastors, everybody's just, oh, hey, it's just such a blessing. So with that, you know, we had a special song coming from Pastor E, Pastor Edward Hamill. He done about five. But I'm going to put on Rain. We're going to close out with one of your songs, Pastor E. God bless everybody, and have a blessed week.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within. Send a refreshing love. Saturate our hearts. Let your glory fill. Let your all consuming. Hallelujah, Jesus. In us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Send a refreshing love. Saturate our heart. Why don't you
fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to close out with that. I see our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard, tried to get on, but the phone went off again. So here she goes. Wait, let me see what she... Okay, let's see what she wants to say for a minute. Evangelist,
I'm still here.
Evangelist.
Great party, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hey, family.
I thank God for Pastor Hamilton and Provoke Fridays. Just want to just say be encouraged today. I enjoyed that word today. I heard some of it with putting on the full armor. So, hey, I have on my armor today. It is fully.
Hallelujah.
And I'm fully armored. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Hamilton. Enjoyed the teaching. Again, I was in and out, but, hey, I'm with you. Okay? So
love
be
you.
Encouraged. Love you.
Amen.
All too.
Amen. Okay, God bless.
All right, talk to you, Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless. Praise
God
the Lord.
God bless.
To close out, everybody, we look to see you, like I said, give me a little information, Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. Again, an early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time with us. That's California time, and it's a corporate prayer. So anybody that chooses to wake up and come in and the Lord lead you to help with this prayer, because we need prayer to bring down a lot of strongholds and different areas of God's people's life. So with that, we thank you so very much for tuning in, and we just love our listeners, and we appreciate and we are so thankful and tremendous for y'all tremendous support, especially the godly men and women that willingly share the anointing, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room, and for us too. That includes Evangelist Bernard and me too. We're just so excited and blessed. So with that, we're going to close out. God bless. Hope to hear you Sunday morning on corporate prayer. God bless.